Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pleased to be joined by Craig Meyer, the Post-Gazette right now. He covers Pitt hoops, college basketball in general around town, and Pitt athletics in general. Morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, man. You know, it wasn't too hard to wake up. I'm pleasantly surprised that I was able to get out of bed with only hitting the snooze button once. So I'm doing
You're
okay.
You're a night owl, so I'm surprised you were able to handle this. But thanks for getting up early with us. We appreciate it. It's a whole lot easier to do when the sun is actually up and there's actual daylight out there. So I'm not going to give you too much credit. But
That's the big key.
Let's start with... what do we know or not know, I guess, Craig, about the decisions of Xavier Johnson and Audis Toney and how similar or dissimilar their decisions to leave the program may be to what Trey McGowan's decided to do?
I think because it happened fairly recently, we're still in sort of that realm where either it's not known or it's not completely clear to the point where, like, I would – feel comfortable or confident confirming these things, you know, and stating them publicly, where it's just like there's still a lot that you're kind of working through and you hear different things from different people. Some, I guess, on their face may seem more outlandish than others, but I think that they're much different, at least from what I can tell, from Trey McGowan's decision last year. I don't think that there's a common thread in that kind of way. You know, talking with, you know, people close to Trey last year when he transferred, it was very much, at least from what they said, it was very much a basketball decision where it was, he, you know, he was someone who wanted to play point guard. You know, that was what he came to into college basketball wanting to do. And it was something that was sort of increasingly apparent that that wasn't going to happen at Pitt. He was going to be more of a combo guard, and Xavier Johnson was going to be the guy who was, you know, who was basically kind of running things for Pitt. So that that seemed to be more of a purely basketball one with Xavier Johnson and Audis Toney. It was their decisions seemed. They seemed somewhat similar, you know, they were similar factors that kind of tied into it. You know, I think for the general sense I've gotten, some people are kind of at a point now where, who you try to reach out to, they're just like, hey, I'm not really comfortable talking right now. I want to let things settle a bit. And I think the general sense I've got is just that there are chemistry issues on that team. You know, there are things that have been exacerbated by some of the losses recently. You know, we talked with Jeff Capel on Friday, and while he, I guess, somewhat understandably wasn't really willing to kind of delve into the specifics of things, he was asked, like, hey, how much do you think the factors that led to their decisions, how much do you think that those are tied to kind of the team's recent skid? They've lost, I think, 8 of 9 now. But he was saying, like, yeah, he's like, you know, there could be a link, you know. He didn't go too much further than that, but, aside from saying that, you know, that the losses have kind of been on everyone, not just one or two people. But, yeah, I mean, I think they're just some chemistry issues that, yeah, that's the general sense I get. And I think it happens sometimes when you're in, you know, when you get into situations like this where you get hyper competitive college students who are always around, you know, always around each other. I think that's one sort of difference between, you know, between college sports and pro sports. Is pro sports, you're obviously around your teammates a lot. You're in practice with them, training sessions with them. You know, you eat meals together in a lot of cases, but like you at least get to go home. And kind of have a life away from that. College athletes don't really have that. You know, they're often roommates with each other. So I think if there are kind of underlying issues, you know, as far as team chemistry goes, like those things are awfully important because, you know, again, like you live with these guys, you're always around them. And from what I've been able to tell so far with Pitt, that, you know, you may find out more here and, you know, or likely will find out more here in the coming weeks. But from what I can gather so far, that was kind of the case with them.
You know, especially this year, right? I mean, where you're not supposed to interact with anybody else because of the pandemic, that kind of intensifies that whole angle of the thing, talking to Craig Meyer of the PG covering Pitt basketball. How much is Jeff Capel liable for this, Craig? Because, you know, for me, and I'm two generations removed from the age of a college athlete, pretty much. And I love Jeff Capel. Everything he says makes sense to me. He's the kind of guy, I say this all the time, that I would want my kid to play for. If I had a high school basketball player, I'd want him to play for Jeff Capel. Why is it not working, or why does it appear to not be working?
You know, I'm sympathetic to him in that, especially now with the pandemic, like he can't be around these guys all the time. There are certain things that I guess that you can't manage. You know, some things, I guess, you know, some things, like he can't force things to fit if they're not. But I guess the flip side to that is this is part of the reason that you get paid what you do. You know, that you get paid $7 million a year to coach college basketball. You know, where you kind of figure these things out and you kind of try to make sure that, you know, that these sort of issues don't fester over time. So I think that, you know, I can kind of see both sides. I think a lot with him will actually depend upon, and this guy, I think that these next few months will be really crucial. I think on one hand, it'll be interesting to see how the team does, you know, in its final two regular season games and then in the ACC tournament. You know, they looked fairly good, against NC State on Sunday in the first half. It looked borderline disastrous there for a bit. They only had 14 points, you know, at the final media timeout of the first half, you know, and they were trailing by 10, but they ended up coming back, only lost by 3. Some of the guys who had stepped up and played more minutes looked good. And it'll be interesting to see what they do against Wake Forest tonight and then Clemson on Saturday. I mean, if they get to the point where they can win a couple games, maybe finish 500 on the season, I think that provides a little bit of encouragement. But the big thing for him, I think, will be filling out the roster beyond that. You know, where they don't have any recruits for the 2021 class. They don't have any for the 2022 class. And I think that's what magnifies and exacerbates a lot of the concerns with the guys transferring out. Is it obviously doesn't look good, but I also think that if fans knew that there were kind of reinforcements coming in, And that they could put names and faces to, okay, these guys are gone now, but we have these people coming in. Even if these aren't five-star, prospects, I think that you still at least have that hope. Right now, they aren't able to attach those hopes really to anyone. So I think that definitely makes things worse. I think it makes things worse. It makes things seem worse. But for Capel, I mean, I think a lot of what will determine whether he will be able to climb out of this hole. I think that'll be sorted out here in these next few months.
Well, let me ask you this, Craig. Does that make this the additional availability of scholarships with Johnson and Tony transferring out then, and what I imagine will be a more heated than usual transfer market this offseason, does this actually present a little bit the silver lining to the clouds being an opportunity for Jeff Capel here to bring in immediate impact players?
I think it could be. You know, that'll be one thing that they can sell too. It's like, hey, you can come into an ACC program and play, you know, fairly big minutes. You know, and I think obviously the attractiveness of Pitt as a destination will depend some on, or actually will depend a lot on Justin Champagnon, whether or not he comes back, or, you know, or whether he ultimately enters the NBA draft. So I think that might be, I guess, the biggest variable right now. You know, that's sort of the thing that, you know, I guess one of several things that kind of looms over this program right now. But the thing too with, you know, with the transfers, I mean, we may see more of them this year. But it, you know, you had touched on it there, Chris, it's really competitive. I mean, you know, you like see a guy, you know, say that a guy transfers from like Bucknell and he averaged 14 points and 10 rebounds a game there, and you need a guy to play power forward or center for you. That would seem like a guy who on paper, it's like, okay, that would be somebody who a program like Pitt could get. You know, a lot of guys want to play in the ACC. That's a program that in that player's lifetime, you know, 10, you know, I don't know how much it means, but 10, you know, 10 years ago, I mean, they were a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. But then you start to see interest that someone with that kind of a profile gets. And, like, they have big, big, big-time schools, you know, reaching out to them. You have, you know, with players like that, you often will see, you know, and maybe things will change this year because there may be more players in the transfer portal. You see schools like Kentucky, Kansas, you know, going after those, you know, going after those type of players just because with their college experience, they're that much more valuable. Like, you're not taking as much of a shot, you know, as so much of a shot in the dark. This isn't this isn't some high school senior who you don't necessarily know how he projects to the next level. So I think that those guys, like, yeah, they seem like, and in some cases they are, like, you know, sure bets, but the same thing that makes the concept of that player attracted to Pitt, makes them that much more attracted to other programs too.
Right.
Some of whom are in better, more enviable spots than Pitt is right now.
No, it's a great point, Craig, and it'll be interesting to see not just these last couple of games, and like you said, if they can even up the record before the end of the season in the conference, but if they can head off into the spring and summer with a little bit more positivity around the program, and we'll see how that transfer market affects it and how Jeff Capel handles that over the next coming weeks and months. Thanks so much for getting up early with us, man. We appreciate the time today. Great stuff.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Yep, Craig Meyer, the Post-Gazette. He covers Pitt basketball. Had a great piece yesterday, too, Jim, about all three of the local college play-by-play guys and what they've had to do, the men's basketball play-by-play guys, to try and do play-by-play this year. I mean, nobody's traveling to road games with their teams, whether it's Ray Goss, Chris Shovlin, or Billy Hillgrove. They're all having to show up to random places, either on campus or, in Billy's case, to our studios in Greentree and try to call these games off of TV monitors.
Yeah, I've never had to do that. It would really be the best part about doing play-by-play is having the crowd and having the ups and downs and the sounds and just kind of getting into the flow of the game and everything. And that's got to be really difficult to do when you're just sitting there at a studio. And even in an empty arena, which I have done with a measles game like 30 years ago. But yeah, that's, I mean, I probably should have, well, I guess I'm not allowed to go in the building, am I? I was going to say, I'd like to kind of watch those guys in action. But yeah, that was a really nice job by Craig. Good story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.